Burden, St. Helena, California, August 1, 1907. Elder John A. Burden. Dear brother, I urge you to do all you can to secure the doctor's Nicola to work in the Loma Linda Sanitarium. I think it is a mistake to propose that the children shall not have their board in the offer which you make to them. We should avoid, if possible, allowing any small matter to act as a weight in balancing them to make final decision on the wrong side. Yesterday, Willie said that in dealing with blind men, we must have faith that the Lord can make them to see. I hope that you will urge Brother and Sister Nicola to come to Southern California, and I do hope it is not too late. I am very sorry that more earnest action was not taken to secure them when they seemed willing to come. I believe Dr. Nicola to be an honest man, and I pray the Lord to help us to act our part in an effort to save him from the deception that is upon many minds. I cannot endure the thought of his being lost to the cause and work of God. Please give your best attention to this business at once. We must do all we can to help those whom it is possible to help. Let us hope that special efforts made just now will influence them, and let us pray most earnestly for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We must watch for souls as they that must give an account. Since the St. Helena camp meeting, I have suffered much. If the heat is likely to be oppressive, it is not best for me to undertake to attend the Los Angeles camp meeting. I would be pleased to bear my testimony at that meeting, and I have some letters written that can be read there if I do not attend. Today, I have been feeling better than at any time since the camp meeting. I have written quite an article regarding the evil of men accepting the responsibility of taking charge of the consciences of their brethren in the faith, and allowing themselves to stand in the place which God alone should occupy. I shall be glad to hear what you have written to Dr. Nicola.